I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear ladies, welcome to a new episode of Muslim Lady. Well, this is IRB English Radio. I am Asma, playing your host for today. And Sister Zainab is here with me. Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Wa alaikum assalam and assalamu alaikum to you and your listeners.
Yeah, thank you for being here. Well, we are going to talk about the reasons of why a woman would take all that much of risk, all that much of difficulties to get into a job.
We talked about so many things, like women being in workplace, the challenges she faces,
penetrated actually into it because we talked too much about the guilt and the mental breakdown that she's going to face.
Exactly. And I think that was important to go through these things. There's a much to talk about, mm-hmm. but like we just had a gist of all. Why she's putting herself into that much trauma physically, emotionally. There are many reasons for many kind of, there are different kind of women working in the society and every woman has her own reason.
Yeah.
But the main reason, as per the research, as per the statistics that we have available, is that she wants to be a financial help to the family.
Yeah, so the first reason is that life in modern day is very difficult. So one person working outside is not going to be enough for the family to provide them with too much of facilities.
Exactly. And that's why we have, again, so much in Quran, so much in narrations about the charity, about helping each other, about being, shoulder to each other, about being kind and generous. We have so much about generosity, like Imam Hassan alayhi salam would give his entire property to wives and half of his property once, and then, the most generous is called Karimul Ahl al-Bayt, the generous of the Ahl al-Bayt. Imams teach us from their practical way of life they have lived to be generous. When we are generous, maybe someone who is forced to work outside, he does not like or does not wish to or is not able to manage or is not able to face all those challenges that we have been talking about, maybe it would be a help.
Yeah, so again, we come to the very factor that Islam recommends all of us to take care of each other.
Take care of each other,
yeah. So if my sister does not have enough of money and I have it, I can share half of my things with her in a way that we would make up for all the things that she does not have.
It was so beautiful. I heard someone saying that she was a very rich lady. She said that, all my life I had been earning money, and the more amount of money I used to earn, I did not feel very good. But the moment I felt good was
the moment I gave them away.
When I shared it.
Yeah.
When I started taking care. So earning did not make me mentally happy. It was giving away that made
exactly,
me happy.
Exactly, yeah.
So that's what Islam also recommends you. So Islam is actually very much keen about your mental health, which will make you feel good. Which activity of yours will release feel-good hormones in your body. So yeah. I was very keen about it. So our teachings are not baseless. Our narrations are not baseless. They are very perfect at their place. So another reasons why a woman goes out who works. Now, we are not here to degrade all women, like why you're working. You should not be working. You should be staying at
home. No, of course not.
So another reasons are like she wants to explore her skills at a social level. It's very important as per the
that's justifying.
Yeah, a leader, as per the supreme leader of Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khamenei, he says that it's better for a society if we have women as doctors.
Exactly. Yeah.
As in the daycare institutions, in the childcare institutions, mm-hmm. if we have women, it's far better than we have men over
and
there.
And we as women know how great it is when you go to a doctor, when you go to, I don't know, a place that the person in front of you is going to be another woman just like you.
Exactly.
You would
like
feel
I remember I skipped many times checking my blood pressure in my country because the opposite person sitting in front of me as a doctor was not from my gender, was like a male or was not a female. So I had to skip an important checkup. I had to skip, like, I don't know, during my pregnancies, or sometimes it was really important to have that checkup because as per you...
You did not feel comfortable with that.
Exactly, as you said, like, you know, how good it feels.
It's a blessing to have women in society who are just helping the other women, you know, in being a doctor, in being a teacher.
For me, it was a very amazing thing to be, you know, coming to this country and seeing women excel, explore, and that too in hijab. That was the most amazing thing for me.
So I guess this second reason that you just mentioned is the most honorable, appreciable, and admirable reason of why a woman goes to hijab.
Exactly, because even if she is now going, because in India, probably you won't accept that, okay, I will go to a higher level job or I will go to a higher level profession maintaining my hijab, or in many other countries like that. But in Iran, I was amazed because in the very first flight that I came, the woman was the pilot and had to in hijab. Mm-hmm. So that was, again, amazing.
It's a matter of pride for all the women.
Exactly. Then another thing that was amazing for me over here was that seeing all the women running an institution, which is one of the topmost institutions, one of the topmost seminary schools, which accepts students internationally. And I saw from a servant to a head of the institution, all are women, and that too, they are all in hijab, and that too, this kind of climate, because I was not able to tolerate it for some 1 month or so. It was so, so hot, but I was like, they are so comfortable in doing this.
Yeah, and we also have those hospitals that are just instructed by women.
That was another amazing thing I found at the time of my delivery here. That I went to a hospital and from the someone who gives me slippers, makes me prepared for getting to be, getting checked up by a doctor, and to the expertise, all are women.
So according to what we say, I guess it's pretty much clear that we do not say that women working outside the home is not a good thing and they should quit that. Of course not. All we care about is the mental health of a woman who's working outside the home, and this balance that is very difficult for her to create between her family and her work. We are going to go for a break, and then after that, we'll go for the rest of the story.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Yes, Muslim ladies, welcome back. Well, women are great creatures who can do too much of responsibilities at the very same time. And this is very astonishing. As for me, even thinking about it makes me so scared, because doing too many things at the very same time seems to be impossible. But many women are doing that perfectly. I mean, yes, their family are going to tolerate too much. I mean, the kids, they're going to see their mothers less than the other children who've got their mothers at home. And maybe the husband have got a lot of things to say as well. But they're doing an important part in society. They are actually fulfilling the missions that has been put on their shoulders.
So yeah, we were talking about the reasons why actually a woman goes out for work. So. Yeah. Some of the women really don't have, that kind of thinking that I want to be a financial help to the family. But they have this feeling of being independent. They want be independent. And many other are there who don't have all these reasons, but they simply want to escape loneliness.
This is also another reason.
And seriously, there should be some of the health groups in the society who should address to mental health of a woman. which is very, very important. And because of this, you know, just to escape loneliness, women go out to work and then they face all those challenges we talked about, or many more challenges than that.
So you ignore the home, you put it aside just because you want to ignore things.
Exactly.
Also, there's another reason that I would love to add, which is the influence of media. Sometimes many women think, okay, she has got money. I mean, she's living in a perfectly wealthy family. But still, she feels that I have to go for a job.
Which is a policy, you know, with the slogan of freedom of women. They actually want to control the population. They have engaged her so much into the work. They have engaged her so much into the, you know, economic
life. So you mean that she is busy enough that she does not think about creating a family or breeding even.
Exactly.
And then her psychological clock is going to tick at a certain age. And when she's alone...
Again, like as we said, then she has to escape her loneliness. Then she has to escape all those traumas. She again has to work. We have these propagandas today that women should be free. Women should be, you know, there's gender inequality. There's gender injustice.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's
making
so
a family.
Sad. The woman that is working too much, the woman that is giving too much of herself to this work, that to these jobs that she's taking, after a certain time, she's going to get old. She can no longer go for making a family or having children. Then she becomes lonely. And then at that time, all the jobs that she has been through, all the work that she has done, are not going to do her anything. And this is really tragic.
Exactly. It is. And, you know, just thinking about the economic growth of their country, that's another government reason that they want women forced to be in, because half of the population consists of women, obviously. And when half of the population is not working, that means your economic GDP is not much. You're not, you don't have that gross production development economically. So they drive women into the work, especially they know that women work for less salaries.
Yeah.
So because women really don't have this, I just said there are many reasons that they want to be independent, or they just want to explore, or many want to gain experience. And they don't demand much salaries. But men are not like that. Mm-hmm. When men work, they work for salaries. They work for huge salaries. They demand high. But from women, they're easygoing. And they're like, they see, no, she is cheap. She is, you know, she's affordable. And we can use her beauty, actually, you know, to drive more.
Yes, exactly.
Much of the money.
To attract more of customers.
Exactly.
And, you know, what is even more sad is the fact that when you think about it, when you come to scrutinize into this fact, you come to see the story as this, that too many of us are working as servants, unconsciously actually. We are being the servants of a higher and bigger power.
Exactly.
And this is very sad, really, especially for women.
As the, again, Supreme Leader calls it a Zionist conspiracy, which is plotted, which is actually taken into, which is put into action by the United States and other superpowers like that. And it is definitely a conspiracy.
Yeah.
It is definitely a plot.
So they cover their wild intentions with beautiful slogans, just like equality of genders and women are as the same of men and things like that. But what the truth is and what we see in reality is the fact they are using women for their own benefits.
And today, women all around the world have realized this. You can see that the biggest manifestation of that is the protests on the International Women's Day all around the world.
Yeah, that's very true. So I guess as women, whatever we're doing, we said that there are too many jobs that many women are doing, and we are so much respecting them because their presence in society is just like a blessing for every woman, and they're helping. But aside from that, there are too many jobs that if they did not exist, nothing would go wrong in this life. You know what I mean? Many women are actually being a part of a bigger game and they do not know it. So I guess we have to think about these issues more and more. And yeah, take care of yourself. And until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. But this waiting comes with trials and challenges.